This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Finland and Sweden are inching closer to joining NATO, so the list of neutral countries in Europe appears poised to shrink. Experts say the definition of neutrality depends on who's using it. Some European Union countries openly joined the bloc while not picking sides in the Cold War and its aftermath, opting mostly for economic or political unity. But security concerns prompted by Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine has changed the calculus for EU members Finland and Sweden. At a news conference, Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson says Swedish security is closely connected to its neighbor's security, and her government does not see the country as neutral, especially in light of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The Social Democratic Party has concluded that Sweden should join NATO. Our 200-year-long standing policy of military non-alignment has served Sweden well. But the issue at hand is whether military non-alignment will keep serving.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said talks with Russia on evacuating those that remain in the steel plant in Mariupol were still ongoing. Russian forces have been constantly bombarding the steelworks in the southern port of Mariupol, the last bastion of hundreds of Ukrainian defenders in a city almost completely controlled by Russia after more than 2 months of siege. Many of those still in the steel plant are members of the Azov Regiment, which started a battalion of mostly far-right volunteers after Russian-backed separatists seized parts of the eastern Donbas region in 2014. Kyiv later made it a unit of the National Guard and said it was reformed. Russia says destroying the group is a key war aim.